Wow, 2019 went really fast, didn't it? It went really fast. But this is 2020, and we're moving forward, looking forward to what God is going to do every day. Amen? Every day. I have expectation that God is doing great things, mighty things in our lives, and He has His best plan for the church. We're going to see God move mightily on behalf of His people, the people of God who pray. Tell your neighbor, you got to pray. All right, we've been a little lazy. Yeah, kind of put that off, you know, I don't know if I'm going to pray or not. I'll do it later, I'll pray later. But we've got to pray. This is the time, this is 2020, and we've got to pray. We've got to seek the face of the Lord every day. It's strategic. Hallelujah. It's a year of blessing, Gabe said. Hallelujah. I received that. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. And it adds no sorrow to it. When God starts to bless you, there's no sorrow involved in that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God is so good. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty works today. Let's just pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for your presence, for every person you've gathered here today. Lord, strengthen each one of us. Draw us closer to you. God, I thank you that you're awakening our spirit man. Lord God, that we will understand what the Spirit is speaking to the church, spirit to spirit. Let your kingdom come this morning. Let your will be done in this house, in our lives, oh God, in this church, in this community, in our nation, oh Lord, in our governments, oh Lord, in our school systems. Father, we pray and intercede, Lord, that the kingdom of God will manifest, Lord, as the people of God have been strategically placed in community and education and in government. God, I thank you, Lord God, that the kingdom of God begins to manifest as the people of God begin to pray your prayers in the heavenlies, and we pull them down into the earth realm and begin to decree and declare what thus saith the Lord. I thank you, God, that a boldness is rising up on the inside of each one of us, oh Lord, that there is a boldness that you're releasing on the inside of your people. Your people who are called by your name, O Lord. We thank you for that boldness, that Holy Ghost boldness. I'm not ashamed. Tell your neighbor, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God. I'm not ashamed of the name of Jesus Christ. And you're not going to shut us up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. What's right is right. What's wrong is wrong. Come on, church, we've got to learn to call it out. That is not right. You know, I was sharing yesterday with Deborah Troop. I read an article about Candace Owen. Candace Owen, I don't know if you know who she is, but she is an amazing young woman. And she spoke out that a woman can only be impregnated by a man. And the transgenders were very intimidated by that, that heard that and said she was bullying because she said only a woman can be impregnated by a man. Do you see how perverted and twisted mindsets have become? God made a male and female. The coming together of male and female creates a child. You can pretend and think you're another sex, but you cannot be impregnated unless you are a woman. Hallelujah. So we need to take a stand, church. We really need to speak truth into situations. And so she was banned off their podcast. She was kicked off some of their programs, which will automatically, you know, remove funds from her. But you know what? God is her source. We are not to fear what men can do to us, but we're to fear the Almighty God. He's able to preserve both our soul and our body. Hallelujah. So he is the one we look to. So I sense a boldness that's coming on the church. Come on, a boldness that is coming upon the people of God. It's not about being Democrat. It's not about being Republican. It is about, are you for God? Are you for life? That's what it comes down to. Are you for the Word of God? You know, there's a line being drawn. You know, every year you can see that gulf gets wider and wider. But praise God, I want to be on the Lord's side. Because in the Old Testament, when they drew the line, when Korah rose up against God's leaders, and the line was drawn, who's on the Lord's side? Well, I'm telling you, the people on the Lord's side were preserved. The people on the other side, the earth just opened up and swallowed them up. Come on, there is a judgment. God has a judgment. So often the church won't teach about judgment because it's not something that draws crowds when you start teaching about God brings judgment. But we have to remember God is our Savior, but God will also judge. Hallelujah. It's not in my notes, so we better get busy, huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. So that's just the opener. Hallelujah. It's good to see everyone. Praise God. You know, it's an exciting year in the Jewish calendar. This, the Hebrew year represents the mouth, the words of the mouth. So it's so important that we watch what we say this year. We should always watch what we say. How many years have we taught on the words of your mouth? Your words have power. Power of life and death is in the tongue. And so, but in particular, we've moved into that decade, according to the Hebrew calendar, of where the word of God, you begin to decree the will of God, the word of God, pray God's word, and you will see it come to pass. You know, we've taught it, hallelujah, for many, many years. But you know, it's time for the kingdom of God to manifest in the earth. I think there's going to be some showdowns of the prophet of God. You know, the prophets of God and the prophets of Baal. There was a showdown. Pastor Leonard, he'll have dreams about calling fire down from heaven. Hallelujah. I believe there is going to be some showdowns between the prophets. And it's all going to be about the words of your mouth and what you are speaking. Because their word cannot stand. The false prophets in this season, in this time, is the news media. It is the news media. They are sharing false prophecies and feeding people lies. And because people do not know the word of God, do not know God, they are so easily deceived. And the scripture says you'll be carried away captive by the deception that is upon the earth today. There is a shadow of deception that has come over and cloaked our culture. And so as the people of light who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, we begin to speak the truth, and the word of God is sharp. It's powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. It can cut right through that deception. And so God will use his church, and whoever will say, yes, Lord, use me, he will set you up wherever you go, because it is about the day of the saints. The saints are in the marketplace, and not only are the saints in the marketplace, but Bishop's next prophetic movement that he had prophesied in his books was the army of the Lord rising up. And so God is rising up his army to say, enough is enough. Devil, you've told too many lies. You've told too many lies. We're gonna be a part of setting people free. And it's by the word of God, by the words of your mouth. You cannot be quiet any longer. We're in the decade of speaking forth the word of God. And so we know if that is the season that we're in, God opens up opportunities for us to do that. And you know what? God backs you up. You might be in a room where it looks like nobody agrees with you, but you can be sure that there is a host of angels with you because God has released his warring angels to go with us and to war on our behalf. The Lord is asking us to be obedient to him, and he said, I will fight your battles. Well, he fights our battles with supernatural powers. Supernatural powers. We do not war as people war. It is not a fight in the flesh, but our warfares, our weapons are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We don't war like other people. Tell your neighbor, you're not like other people. If you belong to God, you're not like other people. I don't want to be like them. Hallelujah. I don't want to have the latest, greatest, and make sure I'm dressed just like the latest fashion. Who cares? Tell your neighbor, who cares? It just doesn't matter. That's right. You just got to be comfortable and keep it covered. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's it. That's all there is to it. Keep it covered. You keep it covered, God keep you covered. Hallelujah. I believe with the word of the Lord, we are coming into a season where we will experience the full measure of God. We've heard a lot about the full measure. We've taught on the full measure. But I just want to share with you that I was attending a prayer meeting the end of November. And the theme that the Holy Spirit kept bringing up was to pray that the ecclesia, see, that's the ruling force in the earth, will be filled with the full measure of God. And so I was reminded of a prophetic word that the Lord gave me at the beginning of 2013. And I felt like the Spirit of the Lord said it was time to read it and declare it again. That many prayers had gone out. That was our theme. And the Lord wanted that released and declared into the atmosphere. Your words have power. And so thank God for iCloud. I was able to find the file on my iPad. And I began to read it and declare it with the intercessors that were in this meeting. And I'm going to share some of it with you. I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, he is releasing his full measure. I believe he is releasing this to his present truth churches, his ecclesia, that teach restoration truths and govern through prayer. We are to pray and decree over the body of Christ to be rooted and grounded in his love so that God's power is released according to Ephesians 16 through 21. And in those verses, it says, for as we are rooted and grounded in love, we will have power together. And we will know his love that surpasses knowledge so that we may be filled to the measure of the fullness of God. The unity of the faith is key to receiving his full measure. You see, it's not about being Democrat. It's not about being Republican. It's not about winning the last debate. It is all about, do you know the Word of God? Do you know God? And are you willing to be his instrument in the earth today and to come into unity of the faith? There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. There's a whole lot of denominations, and they are assigned for specific reasons. And in School of Ministry, beginning in February, we're going to study about the different prophetic moves of God and how different movements were established in history. It's one of Bishop's courses. It's really interesting, and you begin to understand where all these denominations came from. And they brought a part of God's revelation to the body of Christ. So we are to be unified with those of like precious faith. We are not going to tolerate sin. We're not going to accommodate the devil. It just reminds me of, Bishop's going to be here next week. He's going to probably say to you that it's not going to work in your life if you say to the devil, well, I'll just leave you alone if you just leave me alone. That's not going to happen. No way. He's a thief. He's a liar. He might convince you of something, but he will turn around and he will stab you in the back because he is in the earth to kill us. The only way we're safe is to have on the armor of the Lord and to be on the Lord's side. Hallelujah. And so God is calling us to be unified, to love our brothers and sisters. You know, we might have a difference in how we do things. But if it is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, hallelujah, and that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins and rose again, and there's healing in his name, there's power in his name, we can come into the unity of the faith. So let's read about that. It says, and he gave himself, and he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry. Who does the work of the ministry? The saints. What do the ministers, the fivefold ministry do? They teach, train, and equip. That is their place. For the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, and to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. I'm telling you, church, we are in a season that we can expect the full measure of God to be manifested in our life and right here in our service. Right here you can receive healing. Right here you can receive freedom. Right here the presence of the Lord is. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. You can receive it today. Hallelujah. The next thing the Lord said to me in the Word was, I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, I am completing the maturation of my bride, and it will be in the midst of turbulent times in the world. I believe we will experience and witness great contrast in the world between the manifestation of the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. The Spirit of the Lord spoke to me in July of 2012 that life as we know it in the United States of America would change drastically. I've been asking the Lord to drastically change us, the body of Christ, so that we are prepared for what is coming upon the earth. If God tells you something is changing, it's going to be a drastic change, then we have to prepare for that. He prepares us for the evil, for the onslaught of the enemy that's coming on, because the Holy Spirit promised that he would not do anything unless he released it through his prophets. And the Holy Spirit said, I will show you things to come. That's each one of us that's sitting in this place. You see, if you're walking in the Spirit, you're going to be able to hear the Spirit. The Spirit is going to show you things to come. There are times, I admit, I get blindsided. I go, wow, that curveball came out of nowhere. We all experience that. But God has already prepared me for that curveball that's coming out of nowhere. Because I was walking with the Lord. You know, we want to know everything, but God will not tell us everything. He just doesn't work that way. You know, it's like you can ask him and ask him. But I had a professor that always said, God will only answer the questions that he asks you. We ask him a whole lot of questions, don't we? And we usually don't get an answer. But he will answer what he asks us. And if God asks you a question, then you know he's leading you. You need to know that answer. You know, and it usually just doesn't come out of the clear blue, but you got to work for it. Study to show yourself approved of God. A workman who needs not to be ashamed, but can rightly divide the word of truth. That's who we are. And so I asked the Lord, I said, drastically change us, the body of Christ, so that we are prepared for what's coming upon the earth. And I heard the Lord say that his love will manifest in and through his church with signs, wonders, and miracles that give life and they give hope. People need hope. Last month, the whole month, we were studying on the God of hope, and the month before that. We need hope, and we have to have that hope and be able to talk to people about the hope that we have, about what God has done in our lives. He's the God of hope, and he will give us hope, and he will release hope through us to cause people to feel alive in him again. So many people have experienced Jesus Christ at a young age and received him, but they've walked away. You see, God wants them to live again. They're not living. They're among the walking dead. Without Christ, you don't have life. Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. Without him, we don't have life. And so he uses us as his hands, as his feet, as his mouthpiece to once again give people hope and give them life again through Jesus Christ. You know, we have nothing of ourselves to give. Nothing. We are nothing. But God in us is greater than he that is in the world. God in us is the hope of glory. He's the hope of glory. God in us, when we know God. Do you know God? Ask your neighbor, do you know God? We can know all about God, but do you know God? You've got to know him personally, intimately, a face-to-face relationship with him. He loves you. Tell your neighbor, God loves you. So he wants us to cause people to feel alive in him again. But in the world, there will be great distress. There'll be psychological pressures because of the increase of murder, violence, and hatred from the kingdom of darkness. This is the gross darkness that is over the people. It is brought on by the God of this world. The scripture says the God of this world has blinded them. They are blind and they cannot see. If you know a blind person that cannot see, they need help getting around, don't they? They need help getting through a door. Well, when you see the unsaved and people who are struggling and they're in sin and you're wondering, why would they do that? It's because they're blind. They cannot see. They're walking in gross darkness. And so the Lord said, but we're the light. And our light will shine brighter, according to Isaiah 60. And Jesus is the light of the world. And he will draw all people to him. So there's something about the light on the inside of you if you will let it shine. Did you sing that song when you were little? This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. And we used to sing, hide it under a bush. Oh no! I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bush. Oh no! I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bush. Oh no! I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. We taught the 2 and 3 year olds and they loved that. But they got the message. And so many of them, we still run into them today. We see them and they always thank us for being an example, for teaching them the word, to teach them to love God and to love praise and worship and just to help them in their journey. You know, we're here to help people in their journey. Hallelujah. Another paragraph to the word. The Lord encouraged me that his saints will walk in the full measure of God. And I heard the Lord say to renew our minds with his truth that he's more than enough. I'm telling you, we have a tendency as human beings to get into this attitude or this slump that we're lacking something. That we just don't have enough. Or it's just not good enough. Or I just need one more. Or I need the newer version of that. We get ourselves into these mindsets. But God says he's more than enough. So if we have the Lord, it's more than enough. And that's how we must renew our mind when we start to feel these desires that come and these affections for things that we really don't need. Because you know what? If you're wasting your money on things you really don't need, you know you're going to be held accountable for that. We have lots of wants, but do we really need it? It's a good question to ask yourself. Do I really need it? But we're going to walk in that full measure. God's renewing our mind that he is more than enough. And the Lord says, stand upon my truth and decree over your situations that God is able to do more than I ask or imagine by the power that's working in me. Come on, there's a power that's working in you. And so there is something that you have to do. You know, we want God to wave the magic wand and fix things for us. But God will do his part, but you have to do yours. That debt isn't just going to disappear. Hallelujah. God has financial principles, and Gabe shares them, and James on Sunday morning. You know, he said, if you put him first. What's the scripture say? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. When God says, seek it first, I'm telling you, church, he means first. He means first. And without excuse. Without excuse. And if you follow that principle, then God rebukes the devourer. Because there is always a devourer after your stuff. And he's after your joy. He's after your health. He's after your family. He's after your destiny. And I see the biggest thing that he is after in this day and age is your identity. He is after your identity. He will strip you of the revelation of who you are in Jesus Christ. Come on, he'll want to make you something different. And he'll set you up to be around influences that cause you to begin to think a different way. Because what goes on in your mind is what you believe in your heart. And so what is going on in your heart rules your life. You are to guard your heart with all diligence. Come on, that's putting everything you got into it. You've got to know that the enemy wants to pervert. And he wants to pervert because then he can destroy. And that word perversion doesn't just mean sexual perversion, but it also means word twisting. Have you noticed the false prophets in the media twist words? They take, the educational system has taken our history books and twisted things. It's like, how do they come up with this stuff? Of course, I was in high school a long time ago. I know that. But they just taught history is history. They had twisted. And now all of a sudden, things get twisted. And they want to take it out of the textbook because they want to erase it from our history. Well, you can't erase anything from your history. Hallelujah. Even when you make mistakes, God forgives you. But if you made a mistake, you're still going to remember that. It's like Terry shared her testimony with the women yesterday. Powerful testimony. But she said, you know what? The pain isn't there anymore. You see, he heals you from those things. It doesn't mean that they totally disappear out of your mind. America's history is not going to disappear. Our foundation is built upon the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we should know our history so we can correct things when people say it. Many people say we're a democracy, but we're a republic. You need to correct them. And we're not doing history right now. So we are to declare to our situations that God is able, right? And the next thing is, we're to declare that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who loves us. It don't matter if nobody else loves you. Come on, it doesn't matter if everybody else is rejecting you. It doesn't matter. God loves you. You've got to have that in your identity. That has to be at your very core, because the number one hurt that Satan brings is rejection and abandonment. Rejection and abandonment. You've got to know that Jesus Christ loves you. And because he loves you and he's a good heavenly father, he's going to make sure that you have everything that you need to be more than a conqueror. Come on, it's a more than anointing that God is releasing to us. We've got to change our mindset that God is more than enough and that he never runs out of supply. Come on, he never runs out of strength. Sometimes I get so tired and I say, Lord, I just don't know if I can do this. And then I have to remember, you know, he never gets tired. My strength comes from the Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And you know what? I just have to pray until that joy comes again. That's why I pray in the Holy Spirit. That's why I pray in tongues. That is nothing to be ashamed of. That is power. You will receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. You see, the enemy wanted the church to believe the lie. Well, you know, that was for them back then, and it's not for us now. That is a lie. You see, the devil wants to take your power, and so he will try and convince you any way you can to give up what is rightfully yours. You see, he's always working to get you to give something up. He can't just take it from you. He can't take it, right, Ruthie? He can't just take it. But he waits for you to give in. Tell your neighbor, I'm not giving in. I am not giving in. You know, we've got to recognize the devices of the enemy. so that we can take a stand. We don't have to put up with that. Jesus gave his life for us to be more than a conqueror. How can you be more than? I mean, it's a more than a conqueror. That means you are victorious. That means, you know, I'm thinking of President Trump. He kept saying, you're going to get tired of winning because we're going to win and win and win. And that's God saying the same thing. Hey, you're going to win and win and win. It doesn't mean that there's not going to be a battle. Is that right, Jen and Gabe? There's a battle. There's a battle that's roaring. But we are in the midst of that battle, knowing that we win. We win. Tell somebody we win. Tell them you're going to get through this battle. And we're all in a battle. You see, that's why we come together, to encourage each other, to love on one another, to receive healing, to receive that restoration, that encouragement that we need to get back out there in the battle. You got to get back out there. The devil wants to shut us up. He wants to keep us quiet. But we have got to break any agreement or contract that we have made with the enemy. You just think about that, because I know God is showing you some things where you said, okay, you know, I'll just leave that alone. Maybe that very thing that you were to leave alone is the very thing that you need to begin to pray into, so things begin to break. You see, we are soldiers in the army of the Lord. And a good soldier goes through boot camp, goes through training, and he's ready for war. And so maybe there was some exercises you wanted to skip in boot camp. I mean, I've talked to plenty of guys in the military. There's lots of things they'd like to skip. They don't give them a choice. And we think we have a choice, that we're going to skip that. But you know what? God brings it full circle, doesn't he, Janice? You are going to learn this. Hallelujah. We're going to learn it because it will make us stronger. It will make us stronger. God is transforming us. Just a little bit more here. The body of Christ will experience the full measure of his love according to Ephesians 4:13. Till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. People are waiting to deceive. Satan has got a hold of them and they are just waiting to deceive. You know, they will take your hard-earned money and not think twice about it. And we're not going to go there. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. It's about speaking. You're hearing the word of God today to mature you. God is maturing the body of Christ. Speaking the truth in love. God always speaks to us in love. He can't speak to us any other way. The word says God is love. And so he can't talk to us any other way. He talks to us in love. We might not like what he's saying. What he may be saying maybe sounds harsh to us at first, but it's in love. You know, in boundaries class, we teach about, you may set a boundary and say something to someone that really hurts them. But it doesn't harm them. So there's a big difference between hurt and harm. Your feelings might get hurt. But God God will hurt your feelings. How many's had their feelings hurt by God? Because He loves our soul. He loves our soul. Speaking the truth in love, we grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, Jesus Christ. Now, when I was in Cancun, the last full moon of 2019 was on December 12th. It was on 12/12. And that full moon peaked at 12:12 a.m. And so to me, it just seemed like there was something significant about that. That God was speaking to the heavens, from the heavens to earth. And He uses the heavens pour forth speech night and day. The heavens never stop talking. But God could have chosen any type of time plan that He wanted to. But God chose a lunar cycle for setting time in His word. He didn't choose a solar cycle. So He goes by the moon. And so just looking at that number 12, because I thought, well, that's interesting. The last full moon, 12/12, at 12/12. That there was, what does 12 mean? That's what I had to find out in the word. But the number 12 is a symbol of faith, God's church or ecclesia, and His divine rule. And so is God speaking to us about His government and His governing body in the earth coming into full measure in this decade? And it was fun to look up scriptures, you know, that were 12/12, 12/12, just to see what there was. 2 Corinthians 12:12 says, "Truly the signs of an apostle were accomplished among you with all perseverance in signs, wonders, and mighty deeds." Now you know God chose 12 apostles, right? That number 12 goes over and over in the scripture. It's the number of the rule of God's covenanted ones. And let me read to you in Revelation 21:12. "Also she had a great and high wall." He's talking about the city of heaven. "A high wall with 12 gates and 12 angels at the gates, and names written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. 3 gates on the east, 3 gates on the north, 3 gates on the south, and 3 gates on the west. Now the wall of the city had 12 foundations. On them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb." 12 is a governing number with the Lord. He begins to set patterns with this 12/12, 12/12. And I believe that God put a sign in the heaven that He planned many, many years prior to that, that the whole world would see. Come on, the whole world would see that. And of course it was Eastern Standard Time that came on 12/12. However, I believe God was speaking to us that He is establishing His government and His rule in the earth. And we are going to begin to see, we're not going to have time to go into the rest of the message, but in the scripture it says in Haggai 2:6 that God, once more, "I will shake heaven and earth, the sea and dry land. I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations. And I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. It's kind of hard for us to even imagine how God begins to shake everything. And so when everything begins to shake around us, we're going to shake too. And God has been shaking. Have you seen him shaking? He has been shaking. And then you go on into Hebrews. I'm just going to read this, and then I'm going to call praise team while I'm reading it. Hebrews 12:25-31 says, hear the heavenly voice. Can you hear? Are you listening? Hear the heavenly voice. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. And now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken as of things that are made, and that things which cannot be shaken may remain. So since we're receiving a kingdom that can't be shaken, tell your neighbor, God's kingdom cannot be shaken. Let us have grace. Say that. By which we may serve God acceptably, with reverence and godly fear. For God is a consuming fire. So do you believe in God's judgment? Oh, yes. Like I said, very little is said about that today, because the greatest concern is about offending people. But the scripture says when the Spirit of truth has come, it's going to convict the world. And so as the Holy Spirit grows, you know, the glory of God already covers the earth. But I believe that as we as the church, as we allow the Holy Spirit to move through us, as we allow him to manifest in our lives, there is a presence that spreads. There's a strengthening. It changes the atmosphere when you go into a place. Because God is shaking things so that the only thing that remains is him. He will shake everything so that all that remains is what is built upon the foundation of Jesus Christ. His government is being established. He's putting some major building blocks, I believe, building blocks for the people of God. We've got to be willing to allow those blocks to come into our life, to establish us. We stand upon a firm foundation. You can build your house upon the sand. It is totally your choice. But when the storm comes, you cannot stand. We sang that song too. We're not going to sing it. But and smash that house, you know, built upon the sand. But when we're upon the foundation of Jesus Christ, we will stand firm. Tell your neighbor, I want you to stand firm. Now tell him, so get in the word. Amen. Let's all stand this morning. We're going to pray, and the elders will be up front to serve you, a healing team to serve you. Remember, get your expectation out there. Jesus is in the house. And when Jesus is here, there's signs, wonders, and miracles. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for the teaching of the word today. We thank you, Lord, that you continue to teach us. Lord, as we Meditate upon your word and what you have said today, Lord. We thank you, God, for continuing the work that you started in us today. And God, we decree and declare that we will be a part of your kingdom. We decree and declare that we will cooperate with your government. We thank you, Lord, that your kingdom is a kingdom of peace. And Lord, we just thank you, God, that you continue to bring your peace into our lives. In the midst of what is shaking around us, God, we thank you for your peace. And the church said,
amen,
amen. Amen.